Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1 o'clock. Part 2, today we're going to talk about the annual Spring Fair and Charity Golf Scramble happening this weekend with the Jerry Bruce Community Campus Nonprofit Partners. And Katie Lyon, Director of Community Engagement for the United Community Action Network, on with us. Katie, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So talk about this event. What's going on? First of all, let's talk about the Spring Fair.
Yeah, so it's going to be this Saturday. It's the fourth annual Spring Fair, and it'll be from 12 to 3 p.m. at the Viva Health parking lot just north of Costco. And we have a bunch of events going on that are family-friendly. It's a free event. We have AeroTag, Thundering Waters Wow Truck, face painting, henna tattoos. We have swag bags that we're going to give away. And we have food trucks that are going to be there, and thankful for a wonderful, generous donation from the Rotary of Roseburg. The first 500 kids that attend are going to get a free meal.
Wow. So obviously, you've got good weather for the weekend. You're set there. And what's kind of the idea of doing the Spring Fair?
So the Spring Fair that's happening on Saturday is to celebrate our community and provide an opportunity for families to come together and enjoy the good weather and have some good food to eat and also learn about some of the other organizations or programs that could help them.
Now, you're
So
you're part of the United Community Action Network. Talk about what your role is, what you do with UCAN.
Yeah, I am the Director of Community Engagement, so it's a new position here, and we're working on engaging the community and providing services for them and learning more from them. But I also oversee the food bank, and all of the proceeds that are coming from this weekend are going to benefit our food bank and food insecurities in Douglas County.
And talk about that issue, because that is one that seemingly, as we've kind of gone through this economic cycle or in this economic cycle, it's causing some issues for some folks. My understanding is that you're seeing an increasing request for assistance.
Yeah. Hunger in Oregon is at a record high currently. And over the past 2 years, visits to the Oregon Food Bank Network have risen 51%, reaching a record 2.9 million visits last year. And within Douglas County, it's a greater need. One in six children are currently facing food insecurities due to reduced USD programs and cuts in SNAP requirements and benefits.
And now you've got UCAN there. You've got other agencies to let people know who the other agencies that are involved in this.
Yeah. So the Jerry Bruce Community Campus is made up of the Family Development Center, the Fish Food Pantry, UHI, Umpqua Homes, UCAN, and Aviva Health. But at the event, we have over 30 different participating community organizations coming.
And what are some of those? What are some of those include? Obviously, we don't have time for the whole list, but give us kind of some highlights.
We have some Feet will be there, as well as HIV Alliance. I believe we have the Rotary of Roseburg, Rogue Community Center, Columbia Bank, Oregon Pacific Bank. We have a lot of individuals coming together.
And you mentioned the food truck aspect. Talk about that.
Yeah. So another one of our sponsors, Oregon Pacific Bank, will be doing a food drive for us. And anybody that comes, you can bring one can if you can, or some dry goods. And anybody that donates one or more canned goods will get entered into one of five $50 gift certificates to Walmart being provided by Oregon Pacific Bank.
And as well, if people bring their kids out, what are some of the things they can do?
We have swag bags for them. YMCA has free life vests, and we have AeroTag going on and Thundering Waters Wow Trucks, as well as face painting, balloon artists, and henna tattoos.
And it's a, 3-hour event, right?
Correct. 12 to 3.
And now, this weekend as well, before I forget, you've also got the Bar Run Golf and RV Resort doing the charity golf scramble. Talk about that one.
Correct. That's at 9 o'clock on Sunday. And you can sign up for teams if you're interested in doing that. They also give away cash prizes to the top three teams that win and a chance to win $5,000 should they score an ace on the par 3 15th hole.
And I know, again, good weather for golf. A lot of people wanting to play golf. And you said people can still get signed up for that part.
Correct. You can go to either the UCAN Facebook page, Aviva Health Facebook page, to find information on how to sign up for that.
And every year, this is the fourth year, if I remember correctly, every year, the Jerry Bruce campus, you kind of feature a different agency, try to give them a little extra support, right?
Yeah, so out of the five partners that are on the Jerry Bruce community campus, we rotate who gets the proceeds. UHI has received it, the Fish Pantry, and we are receiving it this year. So it is a wonderful opportunity, and the whole reason that the community campus was created so that all organizations could come together and provide services.
And mention again the aspect of people bringing food out to directly help your effort with the UCAN Food Bank.
Yeah, if you guys have the availability or extra food laying around, canned food, definitely bring it to us. We have a total of 20 different pantries and community kitchens that we support throughout Douglas County, and they depend on those foods. Due to the decreases in program funding, we are relying heavily on donated items from the community, and we've gotten a great outpouring.
And so much of these food pantries and groups that you are helping provide food to are all volunteer-driven for the most part, and really get a lot of people really motivated to work hard on helping people in their particular community.
Yes, they are. Most pantries do not have funded positions. They are volunteers, individuals helping, and a lot of them only have the commodities or the food that they receive from the food bank. So being able to supplement that and provide them more is also very helpful.
All right. Again, it is happening Saturday for the Spring Fair, Sunday for the golf tournament. Again, to give people the time and also the location where all this is going on.
Yes, Saturday at Aviva Health parking lot will be the Spring Fair from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And Saturday, May 3rd, at Bar Run Golf and RV, starting at 9 a.m. for the shotgun start.
All right, Katie Lyon is the Director of Community Engagement for the United Community Action Network. Katie, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.